Well, peanut farmers are about 30 to 40% complete on their planting this season, and they're trying to get everything in, and maybe a rain will come across the peanut belt. It's definitely needed right now, as all areas in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama were reporting a need for rain. The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, did not change, $424.86 per ton for runner-type peanuts. On contracts, there are no new contracts being offered. Earlier, the $400 per ton contract was being offered. That dropped down to $375 per ton on a flex contract, whereby that equaled 47 cents a pound. And right now, the average market price is 46 cents a pound, so that flex market has not moved into or taken action. USDA also published the average price of peanuts for the month of February and March. February was $446 per ton. March was $450 per ton. This number now becomes important because it is the average price that will set the payment to farmers coming up in October based on the average price for the year in peanuts. Right now, if that number was to stay at $450 per ton, you subtract that from the $535, which is the reference price, that would give you about an $80 payback, and then you get, or $85, and then you get 95% of that, or about $80 a ton, instead of an earlier estimate of $100 a ton. But prices are holding steady. The loan now is showing still 1 million tons of peanuts in the loan. We started off with 2,122,000 tons in the peanut market loan this year. Peanuts have been redeemed, and reduction now down to 1,269 tons. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.